He doesn't actually think he can save the U.S. Postal Service, but then again, that doesn't mean he can't try, right? A San Antonio artist is striking blows against the effort to do away with the post office, one postcard at a time. TPR arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan explains.
For Gary Sweeney, it all started years ago as a way of getting his art out there.
There was a sort of a movement in the world of conceptual art when I was an impressionable young college student called mail art. And artists found that it was very, very inexpensive way to connect with the art world.
And so he continued making cards. But over time, their purpose changed.
And it sort of evolved over the years until I was just sending postcards to my friends where I would pick up odd stories and humorous little things, and I would send them off.
And it became kind of a passion.
Like all addictions, it just started out small. And over the years, I've sent about 30,000 postcards in the last 30 years.
That's about 1,000 a year, which is nearly 3 a day.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a low ball. I'm not kidding, Jack. It's really entertaining, and there's no shortage of weird stories that I can clip out.
That evolution of the postcard's purpose turned them from being primarily vehicles to market as quirky art to also containing news of the weird from around the world.
I sort of have a sixth sense now of what I can look for and where I can find really weird stories and things, and I think over the years, I've been able to zero in. And if I get lazy and I can't find anything, then all I have to do is Google Florida Man on the computer, and there's some story that I can use.
Their art plus news of the weird plus one last element, an insult. Really?
There's always some jab at you, some of them with varying degrees of severity.
Blue Star Contemporary Art Gallery's Mary Heathcott has been on Sweeney's list for years. She read me a sample insult.
Mary Heathcott, queen of mean, phony, bitter, and out of control.
And from another postcard?
Here's one from 2013 that's addressed to the last person anyone wants to dress like these days is Mary Heathcott.
Interestingly, the insults seem to add to their cachet. She considers herself quite fortunate, refrigerator magneting the cards next to her kids' drawings.
I'm lucky enough to have quite a few now. I think that they're probably approaching 100, if not more.
I would not say that I am a recipient of his postcards, but a victim of his postcards.
Artist Bill Fitzgibbons gets them with regularity, too. And yeah, they contain insults.
Bill Fitzgibbons. Watching you try to be nice is like watching a baby smoke a cigarette. It's kind of cool, but it's also very disturbing.
And then another, yet deeper, cut.
Your haircut is the worst use of scissors since my failed vasectomy.
This odd dynamic of getting insulting postcards from friends took an interesting turn when he began sending them to a Houston friend. He also began sending occasional ones to that friend's wife so she didn't feel left out.
And she called me from Houston one day, and she was really pissed off. And I thought, oh my God, now I've gone too far. And she said, how come the insults you send me are really wimpy and the ones that you send Danny are really vicious? And she was berating me for the fact that I wasn't sending her really mean postcards.
Sending insulting, artful postcards to friends seems counterintuitive, if you think of it. So what makes this work? Bill Fitzgibbons thinks it's their bizarre art quality.
I'm just looking at a stack right here of about 50. What I'm planning on doing is making an art piece out of this. I am going to mount these all on a frame piece and hang it.
Heathcott thinks of them as art, but also as comic relief.
I have them prominently displayed in my house. I do find that I go to them quite often when I need a laugh.
Recently, the Postal Service has become the bullseye of some politicians, claiming it to be a waste of the public dollar and threatening it with closure. Sweeney finds this incomprehensible.
The Postal Service is amazing. I mean, every single home in America has mail delivery service. That's unheard of. That's not something a private company would do. I just can't even imagine a world where it's eliminated.
He's not so foolish as to think that his contributions to the post office will keep them afloat. That said, in the age of coronavirus, he stepped up his game.
By the time this month is over, I will have sent 1,000 postcards.
That's upwards of 30 a day. He wonders if maybe he's seeing the start of a trend, oddly brought about, in part, by COVID-19, a return to letter writing. Unlike email, something that's real, that you can hold in your hands.
And it's amazing how many of my friends have been sitting down and writing letters, and I keep all of them. It's really great to receive them. I don't obviously receive nearly as many as I send out, but I can see the joy of going to the mailbox. So I've had people tell me, you know, it makes their day when they get a postcard.
Joy seems increasingly hard to come by these days.
It brings me a lot of joy to be a part of this project and that I'm on his list. And so I hope that anything I say publicly on the radio doesn't mean that I get disqualified or that they stop showing up.
Fortunately for me, the last thing Gary did when I interviewed him was to get my address. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.